Throughout the month of November, we are asking individuals and family to come forward and answer two questions and share their responses with us. And I invite William to come up. And the questions that we are asking is, what does building a home where all belong mean to you? And how have you experienced that here at Highlands? And this is William.
So as I was thinking about these two questions, the first question, I think, for me is, for us in general as a community, how is Highlands a home where all belong? And I think of each of our lives being sort of a journey. You know, we're all coming from different places, and we all intersect here. And when our lives intersect here, it changes who we are and informs the rest of our journey. And Highlands to me is a place where we can come on that journey. You don't have to change who you are. You can experience it however you need to on your own terms. You can sit in the balcony and just be by yourself, or you can be on front and you can sing in the choir, or you can do it however you need to do it. And I think that helps people just feel really welcome and comfortable here and safe. In answer to the second question, how does that translate to my own experience here at Highlands? And I think for me, first of all, it's a place where I can share who I am as a musician, singing in the choir, playing my viola, even doing a couple of concerts here where I invite my colleagues and friends to play with me, and they feel welcome here, and you know, they go away with a positive experience. And also, as a gay person, feeling comfortable here and having a place where I can bring my husband to church is a super important thing that I've never had in my life. And so these are the things that make me feel at home here.
Thank you, William.
So for the Sundays leading us up to and through stewardship, we are taking each week to focus on and dissect the words and the meaning behind our offertory prayer. In response to the love you have given us, God, we offer here what we have, what we do, and even more who we are, that our generosity might transform the world. Last week on All Saints Day, Brad spoke on who we are and the light that those who have gone before us left. They left us with the responsibility of their light, of who they were, and for their light to guide us as we further evolve into deeper people. And that is who we are, people who carry the light of those who have gone before us. And by doing that, we receive the gift of continued and more profound growth. Who we are, and now what we do. Everyone wants something from us, your church, your job, your family, advertisements. But I think the question that needs to be answered is not just how do we choose what is important, but how can we prioritize what is important? So I go through periods where I create to-do lists. Even when I have already accomplished something, I write it down on the list so I can draw a line right through it, making me feel like I've accomplished something, you know, since I've started the list. And is that a good strategy? Who knows? But once you have sorted through all those tasks and took the time to create the list, we don't often think that there is even a next step. So what if, after the list is made, we not just take time, but conscious time to prioritize the tasks? Often we find ourselves just doing things. This exercise of being conscious of how to spend our energy could, and I believe does, help us feel more connected to what we are doing. Now, the first thing on your list may be fairly easy and something that doesn't necessarily need to happen right away, but it's easy. So you do it, and you can cross it off. However, there are things that, you know, are further down on your list that you know require more of your time and focus and your energy. And it may actually fulfill you more. So for those of you who don't know, my dad was a pastor for 25 years. And so in preparation for this, yesterday, I called him, of course. And he picked up the phone and I said, hey, what's going on? And he was in his office at work, taking advantage of a Saturday when not a lot of people are around. And he did mention that, you know, he was getting a lot done. He was feeling very productive. So I asked him if he had a few moments. And of course, he said yes, because he knew that this call would be coming. And so as I was babbling on about some random thoughts that I had, we connected and engaged in meaningful conversations, and he was able to help me narrow down what I was babbling on about. We both enjoyed the conversation and the time to connect as we sorted through some of my jumbled concepts, which had been on my heart and was the direction of what I was trying to and wanting to share this morning. So the call I made to my dad yesterday wasn't scheduled, nor did it have to be, though he did know at some point I would be calling, and it just happened to be when he was being extremely productive. Though he took the call, and in that split second, he made the decision not just to prioritize me, because I think that sounds kind of funny, but to prioritize what really matters in his life, which is connection with his family. So to prioritize in a moment like that, especially when you're in the zone, whether it's your 6-year-old, you know, child or your 35-year-old adult son who still needs things from you, it brings fulfillment. It fosters connection to both parties. Being conscious of how and when to prioritize what actually fulfills us and what actually breathes life into your being is what our community benefits from and is what our world needs. So from the book of 2 Corinthians, it says, "This is why I thought it was necessary to engage the brothers to go to you ahead of time and arrange in advance the generous gift you have already promised. I want it to be a real gift from you. I don't want you to feel like you are being forced to give anything. And what I mean by this is the one who sows a small number of seeds will also reap a small crop. But the one who sows a generous amount of seeds will also reap a generous crop. Everyone should give whatever they have decided in their heart. They shouldn't give with hesitation or because of pressure. God loves a cheerful giver. God has the power to provide you with more than enough of every kind of grace. That way you will have everything you need always and in everything to provide more than enough for every kind of good work." So to be conscious of our time, our gifts, our talents takes work. But work that means our energy won't be lost. So do we think the sower went out and just threw all the seeds up in the air in hopes they would find the perfect place in the soil to grow? I don't know, maybe. But I also like to think of it as that the sower took their time, figured out where the crops would get the most sunshine with the closest proximity to water. Now that would take a lot more time rather than just throwing things up and hoping. But when the sower took their time, researched the best location, and decided to put forth that effort, they would experience a deeper and more life-affirming sense of fulfillment. So I want people to hear me say and acknowledge that I know our lives are busy, packed to the seams with things that at times might only seem to make other people content. Find the time to breathe for you. Take the time needed to figure out what is important to you. No matter how many seeds you have, your crop will be plentiful. Whether you have been at Highlands your entire life or this is your first time here, a decision was made by you to walk through these doors and experience what this community is about. Building a home where I belong is not just what we do on Sundays. It's who we are, it's what we have to offer, and it's what we do. After 10 years of being the director of children's ministries here, I switched into a new role in July as the director of congregational engagement. And after thoughtful conversations and very intentional discussions with Brad and other church leadership, it became clear that this is something we felt our church could benefit from. People want to be here. People are intrigued about what we do. Now, I can only speak for myself, but I crave wanting to be a part of something that is bigger than me. It takes a community to do what we do here at Highlands United Methodist Church. We choose our values, we live into them, and we determine what is important. It is admirable to do that, but it also takes courage and strength to live consciously into that. How can you, and how do you, continue to share your hard-earned gifts, your amazing talent, and your precious time with places and with people that fulfill you? You are gifted with the seeds to be part of something bigger than yourself. and share in the beauty of the generous crop. Amen.